Hey guys, Fantasy Mashup here. You might see me on YouTube sometimes, but right now what I'm doing is I'm starting a podcast. Yeah, so welcome to my new podcast. I might be making some, stuff later, schedules or whatever, but right now this is kind of exciting. I'm on episode 1. I don't know how often I'm going to be doing this, but I have it as my app on my front page. Yeah. Wow, I just love that little transition. It's real cute. A little bleep noise. Today what I wanted to talk about is... Well, I didn't really have a topic. It's just sort of a welcome to my new podcast sort of thing. Let's see. I really don't know what to talk about. If you haven't seen the video that I put out on St. Patrick's Day... which might be the day this is coming out, I don't know. It's a dinosaur-like showcase. It's my second showcase video, and since I just got, 5 dinosaurs, I just showcased them all. So be sure to check that video out. And now let's see what else. I was thinking about something. In that same video, I apologize a lot, and I'm planning on making a video maybe advertising my new podcast. I'd like to do that, but, sorry about the, showcase video. I was apologizing a lot, and I'm apologizing now. So, let's get on to the next segment, which I now know what it will be. So, basically, what this next segment is about is my Disney trip. So, let's get into that. My Disney trip, what I did on my Disney trip, I'll give you the basic outline. So, day one, I flew on a plane, I got there, I went to... Animal Kingdom, I immediately saw the thing that I wanted at the dinosaur ride, which is the first one we went on that day. It was around noon. It was the dinosaur collectible figures. I actually have a video on that. Go check it out. It's Disney Souvenirs Episode 1, so it's on my channel. Check that out. So I immediately knew what I want, but I wasn't able to get it yet. And then the next day, I think it was Epcot that we went to, and so we went to Epcot, and I found my second souvenir that I wanted, which was the lanyard clip and the pin, Epcot 35. I'm making a video on that, which will come out soon. So be sure to check that out when it comes. And so I immediately knew what I wanted. But then I couldn't buy them. So that was a minor setback. Actually, it was a major setback. I couldn't do really whatever. So yeah, that's sometimes how life works. But so I did that, and I was like, can't get it right now. And that wasn't the coolest... Well, it sort of was cool, because I knew exactly what I wanted. But then the next day, I'm having a hard time thinking what it was. I think it was Hollywood Studios we went to. Yeah. Pretty sure. So we went to Hollywood Studios. One of the days. It could have been Magic Kingdom. So I'll just tell you Hollywood Studios right now anyways. So we went there. My mom signed up my brothers for some Star Wars Jedi training thing. My dad took me to Toy Story Mania, which was completely not crowded at that time in the morning. It was pretty lit. If you don't know anything about me, I say lit a lot. And so, let's see, what else was I going to say? Yes, we went to Star Tours later, Path of the Jedi, Galaxy's Edge is coming, but, sorry, I'm stuttering a little bit. What I meant to say was Launch Bay. That's where you get to see all the artifacts. There's a huge store, and there's all the characters you can meet. And there's a mini movie, so be sure to check that out if you ever go to Disney Hollywood Studios. It's where Star Wars lives. So yeah, then I went to Indiana Jones, and I got my little rock pet thingy. It's a little egg, and so I named it Luke Skywalker, because it's a rock made of marble. That is also an egg, so yeah, Luke Skywalker. He's sitting over the opposite direction from me right now. I'm sort of looking at him right now. You can't see me, but he's blue, so... That's kind of happy because he's blue. It's not very happy, though. So, yeah. What else? I did Hollywood Studios. I really have nothing. So, I did 2 days at Magic Kingdom. That ought to be exciting, right? So, on my trip to Magical Kingdom, we got in, I don't know, it was after rope drop, I think. Yeah, we got there a little bit late. Our bus came late, so... We got to go in after that. It was kind of busy. I think we spent mostly the whole day in Tomorrowland. And then I think it was that, yeah, it was that day. At night we watched the castle. That is an amazing thing. If you can't go to Disney or aren't going to, then look it up on YouTube. It's an amazing castle show. They have at Magic Kingdom. And then the second day, so we came, we immediately headed to Tomorrowland after rope drop, because we got there really early. Me and my dad hit, me and my mom hit Buzz Lightyear, the Space Ranger Spin, twice. And then, while my dad and my brother went on Space Mountain, I think it was. And then my dad took me on Space Ranger Spin and People Mover, as my mom went with my brothers on Space Mountain. So, sort of worked out like that. We also went to Tomorrowland Speedway. Then later we went to Frontierland and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, all that, and it was really nice. I liked Magic Kingdom. One of my favorites, because it has the best kiddie roller coaster, because I'm not strong or brave. So, after that, basically we went to Animal Kingdom and Epcot. Not much to say there. I got my souvenirs, and so, yeah. But at Epcot, we went on Test Track twice. If you don't know about Test Track, it is the absolute craziest ride at Disney because it goes up to 65 miles an hour. It's the fastest ride there, and even though you're not doing many or any drops or anything on the part where it goes 65 miles an hour, you're just going basically straight with like a little bit of a slingshot or whatnot. It doesn't really like make you sick. Well, I guess it does. It doesn't really like throw you around or anything. Your face and arms just sort of feel slightly numbed after it because the air is moving by you so fast. It's awesome. You gotta try Test Track. And then after that, last day at Epcot, we went to Disney Springs. So at Disney Springs, we did there. Let's see. Disney Springs. We looked around. We ate at the T-Rex restaurant, T-Rex Cafe. It was a really nice place. Really liked it. It was a beautiful restaurant. It had meteor showers every 20 to 30 minutes. I liked that as well. So go there if you get a chance to go to Disney. And then I got to get some extra souvenirs from there. So what I got is some mini Star Wars figures and a Jackson Storm car. It was pretty cool. And then we went on a plane, got back, came home, and that is where our magical journey at Disney shall end. This will most likely be a very short podcast episode, but I do think that I'm getting the hang of it. I'm pretty proud of myself for that. I think that I'll probably find better stuff to podcast about next time, be prepared, you know, do all the necessary precautions, find something to actually talk about, you know. So until then, well, not next time because I'm not leaving yet, I'm still going to talk, I think, as you can see from the time that it's going to go on. I'm guessing maybe 3 more minutes. That's what I'm aiming for. 3 more minutes. Maybe 2 more little segments or something. I don't know. So what's next? What we have is, yeah, I still can't podcast. I'm thinking of stuff off of scratch. Well, maybe it's time to do a little bit of a bio. Yeah, let's try that. Yeah, I'm just sort of realizing now that people might listen to my podcast but not watch my YouTube channel. Probably never, didn't really occur to me that way, but if you are one of those people, hope I'm not being offensive at all, because I don't mean to. I'm sorry. I keep on apologizing. I've got to stop that. Alright, so, quick little bio. I love dinosaurs. I want to be a paleontologist when I grow up, honestly. That's the one thing that I want to do. If you see my YouTube channel, you know I am addicted to dinosaurs and paleontology. In fact, it is St. Paddy's Day, and I'm wearing a dinosaur t-shirt that is green. So, that's how I saved my life. Yeah, I love dinosaurs. I love reading. I've read Lord of the Rings series and The Hobbit. I also have a nice passion for YouTube, podcasts, anything that you can, like, make episodes on. That really appeals to me. I'm sorry, I'm stuttering again. I'm apologizing again. Yep, so that really appeals to me. So, I sort of got really crazy with it when I actually figured out how to start mass-producing my YouTube videos. At first, I just made, like, 1 or 2. It was 2, but then I deleted them off my channel when I was starting to make Fantasy Mashup. because it wasn't professional at all. So, yeah, I think I'm getting the hang of all this stuff. But if you see my, at least my bottle flip compilation, maybe some of my first reviews, I have definitely been getting the hang of it ever since them. So, yeah, let's see. What else can I bio about? My room is covered in dinosaurs. I got some Disney pins, Skylanders poster for some reason on my bulletin board. I have pencils, VR, Rubik's Cubes, fidget spinners. My desk is a mess. $100 Beats earbuds. Hey, what are those doing there? Yeah, I gotta have to move those. I also have dinosaurs on the side of my desk. That's where I get all my review stuff from. Like, I'll just grab something over from the desk. Currently, my next video, I'm hoping, is going to be a Disney souvenir, a podcast, promotion, or Microraptor review. I'm gonna have to do Microraptor review eventually. That's my next video, in case you didn't know. Yeah, so, let's see. Anything else? Oh yeah, I own a bunch of dinosaur books. I get them from the best place in the world to get books, Half Price Bookstore. That's also where I got my Oryx, which is a Destiny pop figure with... It's not a bobblehead, though. Wow. I always spit at myself or go when I don't get a word right. So check out Half Price Books, but that's basically me. Yeah, that was just a quick bio. Yeah. Yeah, that is a nice transition sound. And that is a transition sound. I'm not being naughty, just so you know. I can only record up to 3-minute segments, and so I'm throwing those together to make larger segments. And then, I'm getting the hang of this, but what I really am trying to say here is, I don't really know how you can subscribe to a podcast. I've always just said, like, subscribe, Fantasy Mashup, out on my channel, and so, I don't know, maybe just, I honestly don't know how the podcast world works. I don't have a podcast app. I'll research, and then I'll maybe add that into my video on my podcast. So, until then, I hope you like this podcast. Fantasy Mashup, out! That was unnecessarily long. Sorry again. I gotta stop apologizing! I think I'll leave you at that. Fantasy Mashup out. How do you know, man?